Katie Buchanan stared at the clock with growing dread. A knot of panic and grief swelled in her stomach until she feared vomiting. He wasn't going to call. Despair rolled over her shoulders, and she slumped forward, dropping her head into her arms. "Don't cry. You can't cry. You can't lose it now." Her teeth sank into her bottom lip. Gabe was all she had left, her only family, and now he was gone. "You don't know that. Maybe something went wrong on a mission." But no, he'd missed both call times, and he'd never missed the second. He once told her that the only reason he would miss his check-in was death. His. And in her heart, she knew that. He'd never let her down. The cell phone that was clutched tightly in her hand rang, and she lunged upward, grabbing at it to flip it open. "Gabe, thank God!" She babbled into the phone as a rush of relief so strong it made her weak stormed through her veins. "I thought you were dead." Heavy silence settled over the line, her brow furrowed as dread took hold once more. "Gabe?"
"Katie, this is Ian Thomas."
She slammed the phone shut, fear-induced adrenaline sparking and flowing fast through her veins. She scrambled out of her chair and looked wildly around the tiny apartment. "Okay, calm down," she said as she tried to steady her breathing. No one had that number. Gabe had arranged for the high-tech phone, and it had an international number from a remote country at the ends of the earth. It started ringing again, and she nearly hyperventilated. And then, as quickly as panic had gripped her, an eerie calm descended. Gabe was gone. He couldn't help her now. He hadn't spent the last several years teaching her independence for her to crumble when he was no longer around to help her pick up the pieces. First, she had to get the hell out of here. She went through the room, throwing her clothes into a backpack. She only packed the necessities. Everything else would have to stay. The phone began ringing again, and she ignored it. She pocketed the ATM card for the account Gabe had opened for her. Her first stop would be to drain what cash she could, and then she'd be out of town in less than an hour. West. She'd go west. Maybe some.